You are listening to the Lads After God podcast, a podcast for ladies and lads who are adamant on following God and His ways in this modern world. I am your host, Blessing Mashilani, and I'm pleased to have you here. What is up, beautiful people? It's your boy Blessing, and yes, I'm back again with the brand new Lads After God episode. First of all, guys, I just need to say thank you so much for your constant support. We are very close, probably a couple of listens away from 4,000 total plays. When I started this podcast more than 12 months ago, I never envisaged that we would, you know, be at this position in such a short time. But here we are. Thank you so much. I do not take anything for granted. And I appreciate everyone, you know, everyone who follows us on our social media pages on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Everyone who has, you know, listened. Everyone who has, you know, recommended our podcast to their friends. Everyone who leaves us a review on Apple Podcasts. Everyone who shares our posts. It means so much to me. And I do not take it for granted. Before I actually continue with today's episode, I thought I should just drop a life update. I recently moved. I no longer live in my hometown. I live in a new area since I found a new job. Yeah, God is so great, guys. I'm living in a new area, and I've been settling in well. And I'm just, you know, getting used to the neighborhood and everything, and to the new work environment. But God has been so faithful, and I just feel so a bit overwhelmed that I'm recording my first episode from my new location. And I hope that it's the first of many. I hope that I'll certainly make the time to just inquire from God and share with you guys what God has bestowed in my heart. And I hope that you guys I just wish that you guys may continue praying for me as I'm, you know, settling in into corporate world. For those who do not know me, I'm someone who's very creative, and sometimes when I don't have the opportunity to practice my creativity, I feel a bit stifled. But I'm getting used to being an analytical thinker, and I'm definitely going to excel wherever I'm placed. So thank you so much for listening, guys. Today I want to talk about a topic which has been close to my heart for a couple of weeks now. It's all about returning to your first love. I love this topic because, first of all, if you do not know this about me, I'm someone who I consider myself a hopeful romantic. I love the idea of love. I love the reality of love. I know that love sometimes is not what is portrayed by Hollywood or by, you know, social media. I know that love is, you know, real. It gets real, and love can, you know, take work. So I'll be talking about our, you know, returning to our first love as lads and ladies after God. So I want us to find our scripture from the book of the Revelation. We shall read chapter 2, and I will read verse 4 and 5. It says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." Verse 5, "Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent." These are Jesus' words. He was speaking to the church in Ephesus, to the angel of the church of Ephesus. And he starts off, you know, the chapter 2 commending them, and saying positive things about them. If you read verse 3, right before verse 4, it says, "And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not been and have not become weary. But then he says he has one thing against them. He says they have forgotten, or they have gone against their first love. And I've just thought about it in my Christian walk, and I believe that you will relate to what I have to say, that sometimes when we start off in our walk of salvation, we start off so inspired, so on fire, and you know, we pray every other opportunity, we read our Bibles, we listen to Christian podcasts, we fellowship, we do all those things. But the more we continue on this journey, it is very easy for us to lose focus. It is very easy for us to forget the love that we first had when we came into the faith. So I just wanted to just encourage someone that, you know what, take time to work on your relationship with God. Take time to revive the love that you had at first. I'm a bit out of practice when it comes to romantic relationships, but I do know that romantic relationships take work. Actually, every type of a relationship takes work. Even friendships, they take work. If you want a friendship to work, you have to put in the effort. So sometimes we get so used to things, you know, being on autopilot, and we have, you know, we allow ourselves to not put in the work anymore. And then it happens that, you know, we no longer apply ourselves the way we used to. So this is a petition from Christ himself to you, lad or lady after God, that yes, time has elapsed. Yes, you might, you know, not be the same person you were, you know, a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago when you accepted Christ. But I want you just to say this to God and ask this from God, that God, revive in me the love for your work, the love for the church, the love for my fellow brethren that I had at first. Let me not wander away. There's this verse that I want to share with you guys. I actually shared it on my Twitter timeline not so long ago. It is actually in the book of Genesis chapter 3. Let me quickly open it. Today I'm actually reading a hard copy Bible. I'm one of those people who consumes most of their Bible on the Bible app and the audio Bible, but today I just decided that I want to use my hard copy. If you read Genesis chapter 3, where is that verse? It's verse 9. Okay, I will read from verse 8. It says, "And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Verse 9. "Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' So he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.' And God said, 'Who told you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?'" So this is, I'm sure we all know the scripture where it talks about the fall of man, when Adam and Eve first fell into sin. But I just love, you know, how we if you actually read from, you know, verse 2, it talks about how Adam had fellowship with God. Adam had fellowship with God, and when you read verse 8, it talks about how God was walking in the garden and had, you know, he, you know, always met up with Adam. Probably they had catch-up sessions, they had conversations, you know, they had a relationship, a very close-knit relationship. But then what happened? The serpent came in and he ruined things. He made Adam forget, and he made Adam, you know, disobedient to, you know, his master. So I just love these words by God in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 9, where he says, Adam, where are you? This is a question which I think we should direct to ourselves, that, you know, we've been in this relationship with God, and at first it was, you know, all plain sailing, and we were so committed to making it work. But due to listening to the deceptions of the evil one, the serpent, due to listening to his half-truths, and due to allowing him to make sin so presentable, we ended up, you know, disobeying, and thus we hid ourselves from our first love, which is God. So I just want you, wherever you are, and I'm speaking to myself as well, that let us not allow our focus to be shifted. I think this has been the theme of our podcast this year, of all about keeping our focus on Christ. In this context, I'll say, keep your focus on your lover. Do not forget your first love, who is Christ, who is God. Let us not allow the shame, the shamefulness of our sin, to make us hide from God the way it did with Adam. Let us run to God. Let us not allow the enemy to create a ridge or a gap between us and God, and between us and, you know, fellowshipping us and serving us and doing what God's word says we should do. Let us always run to our Maker, even when at times we might, as we are mortal beings and are continually being sanctified, sometimes we get things wrong. Sometimes, you know, sin creeps in. Sometimes disappointments creep in. But let's not let those things separate us from the love of Christ. There's this question, I think it's the Apostle Paul who asks, he says, what and who can separate us from Christ, from the love of Christ? Shall fair mind do it? Shall lack do it? Shall all the things do it? No, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So I just want you to just take this opportunity today to think and reflect about your relationship with your Maker, and think about your first love and the passion that you had in the beginning. And I want us, as you know, that the week is about to commence. I'm releasing this episode on a Sunday. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I just want you to take the opportunity to say, Lord, as I'm beginning this, you know, week, as I'm beginning this day, as I'm, you know, ending this day, as I'm, whatever time you're listening to this, I want you just to take the time to say, God, I'm running back to you. There's this song I love by a lady called Pascaline, where she sings, she says, Lord, I am running back to you. I believe that's what we should be doing right now. Let us run back to our Savior. Let us run back to God. Let us remember our first love. Let us remember how passionate we were in the beginning. Let us remember how enthusiastic we were about the things of God. Let's not allow the weariness of the journey to, you know, step in and make us lose focus. If we are losing strength, His grace is sufficient. You know, it is God who actually loved. The Word of God tells us that He first loved us. And even us loving Him, He is the one who is our divine enabler. He is the one who can help us to love Him the way He deserves to be loved, and to revere Him the way He deserves to be revered. So let us be dependent upon Him in all times. Let's not allow things to get in between our relationship with Him. If anything takes your focus away from your lover, which is Christ, which is God, may it be removed from your life. And yeah, this is a short episode today, and one which has been burning in my heart for such a long time, that remember your first love, dear lad or lady after God. Don't allow the enemy to make you lose focus on Him who has redeemed your life, on Him who died for you all those years ago, who put on the sin that was supposed to take you to hell. He put it on Himself, and He bore the pain of the cross just so you might be called His child. So I just want you to remember His divine mercies today and say, Lord, I am running back to you. And I believe that those who run to him will always be met with open arms. The prodigal son did it when he realized that he has a home and he has a father waiting for him home. He went back home and his father saw him from a distance, and the father ran unto him and he put on a new cloth upon him. So I believe that's what will happen when we remember our first love and return to our first love. We will be welcomed with love, we'll be welcomed with compassion. No matter how much the devil will try to make you feel naked, no matter how much the devil will try to, you know, amplify, you know, your sin and will try to condemn you with all those guilty thoughts, I want to encourage you today that do not allow the guilt of your sin to make you hide from your Savior. May the guilt of your sin draw you towards your Maker, because you are in need of pardon, you are in need of sanctification, and it is only God who can give you the salvation, the sanctification, the forgiveness that you need to carry on in this life. So that those are my words. Continue praying for me, guys, and I will continue praying for you. Continue praying for Lads After God. Continue praying for all online ministers. And yeah, may God bless you so much. I love you guys. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lads After God podcast. To get in touch, do follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram by searching for Lads After God. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon.